show. Each afternoon, I play the music you want to hear, the way you want to hear it, and I do hope you'll tune in at 1:05, 1:35 p.m. in Newfoundland on CBC Stereo.
Good evening, I'm David Wisdom from Vancouver. This is Nightlines. Thank you, Earl Hagen, for the I Spy music. And welcome to Nightline's Music You Can Believe In, coming to you from Vancouver on the CBC Stereo Network. I'm David Wisdom. Here's what's up. In an hour, you'll hear a Nightline super session never before heard by the deeply hypnotic band Perfume Tree. And before and after that, stuff from the New Grand, the Pink Flamencos, the Puritans, Purple Night, Furry Things, Yo La Tengo, Jerry Mathers, whatever it is, Pet Shop Boys, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, John Cale, Les Baxter, Friends of Dean Martinez, billions more. My guest in a couple of hours will be Rebecca Kratz of Victoria, of Halifax, and other places in between. She plays music, sells old clothes, and plays stuff on the radio sometimes. She'll do two or three of those things tonight. Right now, let's get rolling with Blinker the Star.
What? is your cage of lavish breath, and you're just screaming at the noise. You think I'm calm with the raging heart on, but I'm not born, I'm just confused.
What a good little number there from Toledo Speedway, Calgary. The album's named after them, and a song called Cruel World. Just a good one. And that little guitar bit reminds me, of course, of something else, but most things do. But doesn't mean it was, you know, poached or peached or anything. But rides through the forest in a Japanese car. Hindsight does me no good. Standing naked in the back of the wood. Pop Tones by Public Image. It has that vague sort of feel in the guitar part at the beginning there. Liked it a lot. Toledo Speedway, Cruel World. In the middle, a new group, or new to most of you, DSK from Vancouver, song called Landmine, another one of those three letters, bands, an awful lot of them, a lot of them out here on the coast. DSK, Landmine from their album Exploder with an exclamation point at the end. It's a hot one. And we started off with Blinker the Star from Pembroke, Ontario. Of course, you know about Pembroke, the first city in North America to install streetlights and the home of Eddie Matches. That's right, it is. And also Blinker the Star with Jordan Zadorozny, Colin Wiley, and Pete Frohlander. They are the band. And the new album's called A Bourgeois Kitten. Jack's Peak was the tune that we played by Blinker the Star. It is Nightlines on CBC Stereo. I'm David Wisdom, delighted to tell you that the answering machine is up and running, the request line. Why don't you give it a shot? Go on! You pay. That makes it extra special, you know, because you've got to invest a little something in it besides time. 604-662-6099 is the number. 604-662-6099. Phone up that number, and then you can answer the skill testing question. Yes, you get to do that. Skill testing question that I'm asking you on the machine this week. What's the closest that you've come to an alien encounter? It could mean anything. Whatever that means to you, answer the question. What's the closest you've come to an alien encounter? Make a request. We'll try to play it on the show next weekend. Any kind of music, just lay it on us. We'll try to try to provide. 604-662-6099. You're going to hear a lot of phone calls tonight. Phone calls from That Darn Robbo, Scott from Victoria, Norm from Richmond, the Arch Fluke and Gibsons, Ron from Detroit, Maureen, I'm not sure where Maureen's from, Rob in Dearborn, Doreen from Detroit, the Flute Master from London, also other people, all answering last weekend's skill testing question, which celebrity best represents your generation?
Yeah, hi, it's Dave Davies calling, and what celebrity best represents my generation? Let's see now. I've given this some thought, and I'm going to come down to probably Bruce Springsteen. Just followed his trail along the way, and much like Bruce is now, kind of lost, I guess our generation is too. Anyway, would you mind playing a little bit of Teenage Head for me? That'll bring me back to my younger university days back in Guelph, Ontario. Teenage Head, if you please. Thank you, and good night.
got a clue. I'm a fool. What else is new? Whatever head without a clue. She was a kid. When she moved, I'll be my head against the
the new grand, and boy, they are, you know, both of those things. I like them a lot. They're from London, Ontario, ham-fisted there from their self-titled album on the fabulous Sonic Onion label. Star Kicker, sweet boys from, well, they're sweet-sounding, you know, you never know, from St. Catharines, Ontario, and Merry-Go-Round is the tune from their album Beach Music. Ben Dunk is the young boy genius behind that band, Pursuit, Happiness of the, and Carmelina from the fancy new album, The Wonderful World of Pursuit of Happiness. And what a package. It's a great-looking album, and there's lots of real fancy paper that goes with it. Lots of stuff that goes with this Pursuit thing. Teenage Head, by request from the old days. Real big in the old Hamilton area of the world, Frankie Venom and Company. Teenage Head with a tune called Let's Shake on an old 45. And thank you to Dave Davies. And stop fighting with your brother Ray. Make some decent music for change. And a Teenage Head with Let's Shake by request. It's Nightlines on CBC Stereo. And, about an hour earlier than usual. But the next hour of Nightlines is firm and fully packed as we have the Perfume Tree Super Session to play in there, so I've asked Leora Kornfeld to come up from the dungeon and tell us what's on her program tomorrow night. That's real time on the CBC Stereo Network, and here's Leora. Hi.
Like I'm not firm and fully packed. Like I'm not firm and fully packed.
Hello, I got nothing
David.
To say about that.
I know, hopefully. Nice to see you, but Earth to David Wisdom, Earth to David Wisdom.
Yeah, what?
Dave Davies and Ray Davies. We're back together for that new Kinks double album. You've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah,
they were
know.
Back in the same studio. They weren't up to that Gallagher hijinks.
No, no.
So there.
I know. It was just a cheap comment just by somebody who has a similar kind of name exactly.
Directed at the Gallaghers.
Yeah. The Gallaghers.
By the way, there's a book
Schmallager out Gallagher.
The third Gallagher brother has written a book called Growing Up Gallagher. The third guy, Paul Gallagher. Who's he?
More wibbling rivalry.
Yeah,
eh?
Hi. I'm not an Oasis, but...
I've got some nasty things to tell you about the boys.
And I'm as unintelligible as they are. Hi.
I have seen that picture of drool, or let's put it kindly, drool, coming from whatever the guy's name is.
Liam's
mouth more often than I ever want to see any picture now. I just don't want to see it anymore.
It's branded into your head, into the photo album of your brain. That's what he's like. It's the perfect image of Liam from Oasis.
Thank you for letting me know.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm. What's coming up on Real Time tomorrow night,
question.
You ask? That's exactly why I'm here. Heard from 7 to midnight, 8 to 1 a.m. Atlantic, 8:30 till 1:30 in Newfoundland. We have a slogan for this week. You ready?
Yes.
Celebrating 60 years... and 1 week of public broadcasting in Canada. Yeah.
Who would have thought
continues.
It? The party continues. Who would have figured?
Everybody else around here is going, is it over? Is the 60th? Yes, it's over. We'll do it again in 2056.
We can be excited all the time, being young and fresh.
Yes.
Vital.
But we have lots of new music to play. More of that new Suede, new Jamiroquai, new Ginger. Have you heard of this OMC person from New Zealand?
Oh, my... No. What is it?
I don't know, but it's really good. Stay tuned for that.
Okay.
New Stina Nordenstam.
Mm-hmm.
I really like her.
Yeah.
Lots of new stuff. We have the new album from The Odds in the Real Time Listening Booth.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a concert, of course. Halifax on Music. It used to be the Halifax Pop Explosion, which I thought was a very, very catchy name.
But it's now what?
There's different people involved. They call it Halifax on Music. Back on the weekend of September 14th, is when it happened in Halifax at Café Olé and at Birdland. Also the weekend that Hurricane Hortense washed ashore in Halifax. So as the hurricane was going on, the formerly pop explosion was going on too. So that's kind of cool. And we recorded bands Canadian and not Canadian. The Push Kings and the Scud Mountain Boys, who I believe are both from the Massachusetts area. Be very careful when you say that to your parents at the dinner table.
They're from the Scud Mountain area, yeah.
From the Scud Mountain. And Science Spheric and Change of Heart, both from the Ontario area, right?
Change of Heart.
Science Spheric?
Science Spheric, yes.
Yeah.
Change of Heart, I guess so,
I think they are.
Yeah.
And Halifax's own, who would be the headliners at this event? Who do you think? Just take a wild guess.
From Halifax? The Sloanes. The Sloan Brothers. God.
And we're thinking about Canadian popular culture this week on the show. What do you think Canada's greatest contribution to popular
the
culture
Canada
is?
The Canada Arm, of course.
The Canada Arm?
Yeah.
The Canada Arm?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mondo Canuck, a book, it's a new book, which is called A Canadian Pop Culture Odyssey, written by my good friend Greg Diamond and our colleague, former colleague Jeff Pevere, who used to be host of Primetime on CBC Radio. It's a killer book. It's a hell of a book, if only because they put the guy from Crash Test Dummies in his place. If only. I mean, there you go. That's worth the price.
Worth the price of any tome.
So we'll be talking to Jeff about his book, but also we will be asking people what they think Canada's greatest contribution to popular culture is. So hear the Jeopardy music in your head and let it play for the next 24
hours. William Shatner would be good.
Lauren Green, Pierre Trudeau, Shania Twain, and please hold your Pamela Anderson votes. That's all I ask.
She is the Hollywood's, or the Comox Valley's representative to Hollywood, still, whatever else she is.
Apparently she's got, you don't see it on Baywatch, but you do see a lot on Baywatch. She's got like the full barbed wire tattoos around her arms, but they put full body makeup on her so you don't see it, because that's not the Baywatch image.
So she really does have tats, but
she's got what?
Tats.
Oh, yes.
Come on. But covers them up for, really?
Yes.
Ooh.
I read it in a fine piece of journalism, like, Entertainment Weekly,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, while you were waiting for your groceries at the checkout. Good.
Yes. So that and a new feature called Comedy All Sorts, which sounds like what? A mixed bag of comedy featuring this week.
Who?
Christine Crosby, Mike Bullard, and Jeremy Hotz, as seen on CBC TV's Newsroom. Do you like the Newsroom? Do you like it?
Dust off your funny bone. I haven't seen it yet.
He haven't seen it. It's the Larry Sanders thing.
So I hear it. Everybody says, hey, it's pretty good. Hey, it's pretty good.
It's Finkelman's brother, Ken Finkelman. He writes it. He's the star. I think he produces and directs. He does it all.
Well, there you go. Good for the Finkelmans and Canada and culture and all that.
So all that and more is the Andrea True Connection set in the 70s.
Oh, did they ever?
Thank you for
getting
that.
I'm glad you remember that one.
How do I remember it? I was like,
yeah, just get the camera rolling, get the action going.
It was 1976. So all that and more on Real Time, Saturday night, 7 to midnight, 8 to 1 a.m. Atlantic, 8:30 to 1:30 in Newfoundland, 60 years and 1 week of public broadcasting in Canada.
Still going strong, believe it or not. Well, thanks. That was good.
Leora
Kornfeld, and I'll be listening, and see you tomorrow. We're going to go back to the phone now. I asked the kids out there a skill testing question last weekend. You'll hear an answer to it now. Maybe you've got one. Which celebrity best represents your generation?
My generation?
Your generation.
That would be giving away a lot.
Yeah, but a generation can be a broad, it can be a 20-year span, so you could be.
I would say Phyllis Diller,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, that would
Diller.
Be, that's who I was going to say. There was a consensus answer, but I'm not going to give it away yet. Anyway, here's another answer to that question, celebrity and generation and all that. Hi.
Hi, Dave. It's That Darn Robbo here, and I'm calling blind. I didn't know what the question was, and I'm frantically trying to come up with a celebrity that represents my generation. And I don't want to say George Carlin. So, I don't know. Maybe about Maury Amsterdam, poor old Maury. Maybe I'll go for him. Like, does that mean I'm old? What can I have as a request? How about something off the new My Dog Popper album, which is hard to believe in itself. Something called Sheep, which I think was designed for radio airplay. Hopefully everybody will like it. Anyway, good listening here, so we'll talk to you later. Bye.
The sheep are coming, the sheep are coming now. The sheep are coming, the sheep are coming now. The sheep are coming, the sheep are coming now.
We are the sheep, we drive the cars, we make the rules, we hang in bars. We got the answer and know the score. We'll tell you less and profit more.
Are coming, the sheep are coming now. The sheep are coming, the sheep are coming now.
Bow down.
Cheers.
awake my ovine offspring. Come down from those grassy hillsides, trot up from the valleys, across the meadows and fields, smash down the barns and fences. The grass is greener on the other side.
Of laughter.
Can't hide it.
Lord, I love it. You can't hide the high note. It's one of the few, if maybe the only non-hockey-related song on the new Sudden Death album by the Hanson brothers, you know, our Hanson brothers. And Hino, anybody who has pawed through Delete Bins or Salvation Army record boxes knows Hino. You know, Hino was a German singer, boy singer. And that's a song about people who want to come, you know, come to your house and want to hear the Hino, and you don't really want to play it, but you can't hide the Hino. The Hansons from Sudden Death. Actually, it is hockey-related because Germany is an emerging hockey power, isn't it? Yeah. The Pink Flamencos doing the best flamingo songs, a very apt and timely and direct song by the Pink Flamencos from Cortez Island, B.C., never seen in the same room with Maurice Pooby, just because Maurice Pooby's in them. Funny, isn't it? But they just never have been seen in any rooms at all. We heard the Puritans. Remember the Puritans? Abner Pim and the Puritans. Now they're just the Puritans from Calgary. And from a real kicking little single with Both Sides Are Good, we heard the A-side, Let Me Stand Next to Your Attitude by the Puritans, on a single on the Sloth label. And started off with My Dog Popper by request from That Darn Robbo. And Maury Amsterdam just died, I hear. As far as spokesman for or representative of generations are concerned. Anyway, My Dog Popper with a cool one called Sheep from Fifi, which is the third Popper album ever released, and they released it under their own label this time, this very year. Sheep, My Dog Popper on Nightlines. Remember, the answering machine is up and at 'em, 604-662-6099. Make that request. Answer the skill testing question. What's the closest you've ever come to an alien encounter? Then tell us what you'd like to hear next week on the show. We'll try to get it on. Okay, good. 604-662-6099. Here she is, Wandering Lucy.
When you watch the insects
That'll have to do. Yeah, it's a short one, but a pithy one from Eyeball Hurt and the Medicine. That's who they are. And they're from Winnipeg. And Eyeball Hurt, or maybe Medicine, is Drew Langlois. And Michael Dumontier is the other one. And they put out a cassette called Songs for the Lost and or Stolen. And Insects in Your Yard was the song that caught my ear, grabbed it, pulled on it, and kind of heard it. And then let go, and then I decided I'm going to play that song. Insects in Your Yard, we heard Wandering Lucy from Vancouver, who put out some pretty cool minimal records in 1994 and in 1995, but, of course, it's 1996 now, and Wandering Lucy has got an album out called Leap Year on the K label, out of Olympia, Washington, and it's a fairly sophisticated sounding record, and an instrumental from it called Out and Out, Wandering Lucy. It's Nightlines. We're going to hear a little music and then pause for the news. I'll come back in a couple of minutes and tell you what's exciting after the news.